Blog Talk Radio.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Seven with my physical heaven, manifest God like a reverend. It was done in the past, blessed by the first and last. With the blind left, Sodom with the blast. Harassed by Romans, perverted, converted, inserted, and scrolled. You read it, you heard it, reverted, verted, asserted to justify the men you crucified. Now I revert it. War rock, raise the sun. It had to be done. Sheep catch it for slaughter. Nowhere to run, lost in the wilderness. A ghost suffered under summon from the house of death. Eighth wonder, embodied in Son of James. Break the peninsula, the rap map flat. I made it perpendicular. Form right angle, I strangled this mic. Untangled the cord,
wing my sword.
Star spangled banner. In a warrior's manner, cutting heads off snakes. Immortalized like Highlander, who like seven spirits across seven seas. Bringing seven plagues, I'm deadly like incurable disease. Woman license leaves on dirty pitches. Burning riches in a dog fight tonight if they live. Send them in stitches, my hand itches. Grab a pen, begin writing blotting glitches. Eighth wonder, thunder again switches. Warlocks and a priest of the beast. Eighth wonder, rip your scriptures. Your shackles released, scratch your tablets of destiny. Equipped with the weaponry, son, hold your ground, don't test me. I rock warlocks and a priest of the beast. Eighth wonder, rip your scriptures. Your shackles released, scratch your tablets of destiny. Equipped with the weaponry, son, hold your ground, don't test me. Eighth wonder, called upon a revelate like Saint.
Let's begin with the proclamation. For there can be no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge things, for all things to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Hat Eden Amen, which translates into all praise be to Amen. Good Haruk Amen fam, you're tuned into another episode of Amani Speaks. I am your host, Amen Ray Minute Help. Today's discourse is titled The Key. The quote from today's show comes from the Natir Sesson, Book 4, fortunately under the same title, The Key, verses 2 through 5, and it goes as follows. Amen, therefore, and the Father, and the good, O Imhotep, have the same nature, or rather also the same act and operation. For there is one name or appellation of nature and increase which concerns things changeable, and another about things unchangeable, and about things unmovable, that is to say, things divine and human, every one of which himself will have so to be, but action or operation is of another thing or elsewhere, as we have taught in other things, divine and human, which must here also be understood. For his operation or act is his will and his essence to will all things to be. For what is Amen and the Father and the good but the being of all things that are that yet are not, and existence itself of those things that are? End quote. Start off today's show actually remembering a group from my teenage years called the X-Clan. And the leader of the X-Clan, Professor X, started off all songs in the red, the black, and the green with a key, sissies. And every time I read that chapter, that's what pops up in my head, that phrase that he says in all the songs. Now today I'm going to talk about the key, as obviously in all their songs the X-Clan talked about the key. And I can say, you know, the similarities, because I learned from the X-Clan, of course, to research Afrocentric culture. Not just style and words, but specifically the core of it is the religion. And immediately when I start talking about Afrocentric religions, most people are tuned into the Kemetic religion. But as my brother, Rasna Maramoon, always say, that Kemet wasn't the only place where this teaching was practiced. It was practiced all over the continent, which we today call Africa, which I refer to in the Haratic language as Merita or Merita, practiced all over. So when the Great Ma'afa occurred, which we today call the slave trade, it didn't happen in just one part of Merita, or as you call Africa. It was all over. And it didn't just start with the Europeans. It actually started with the Muslims invading. And the Muslims was the one, via the so-called Moors, was the ones that broke down our culture and our civilizations. And then the Europeans came in to mop it up. And the funny thing is that we always talk about Africa or Merita as the only place that black men and women occupied on the planet before the Ma'afa, and that's false. And I grasp a hold of the Moorish science teachings, and I listen. Oh, no, I'm not a Moor. Just put that out front. I'm not a Moor, nor do I follow Moors. But I listen to the teachings, and I learned something. What I learned was that so-called black people didn't just rule the lands of Africa, as we know, as we call it today, or Merita. They didn't just rule Merita, but also the Americas. And some people would listen to me and go, oh, here we go, on to this Moorish stuff. And I would say that it's not about holding on to Moorish stuff, not at all. It's actually holding on to the Merita teachings that was all over the earth. The Moorish teachings was just a part of it. It wasn't all of it. It's just a part of it. Because when you begin to look in what the Moors teach about the Americas, was the same thing was going on right here in the Americas that was going on in Africa, or what I refer to as Merita. It's the same. Nothing different. That's why when you, if you ever got a chance to journey around the Americas, not when I say Americas, I'm not talking about just the United States. When we speak about America, we're talking about United States, Canada, Mexico, Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, all the countries of South America, all the countries in the Caribbean, countries on North America. This is all the real United States. You know, this thing that we call United States of America today, the half the land mass of North America, well, not half of it, but a third of the land mass of North America, was not the original United States. It was actually North and South America was the original Americas. You had one part of it called North America or Turtle Island, and you had another part of it that we today call South America. Of course, this is the history that isn't taught, and I'm glad that I was exposed to it, because now I'm starting to see the things that are. So when I combine my Indarazi teachings with the Morris Science teachings, I can see a parallel history, or I should say more of a similar history, because it was the same people. Now I'm going to go off the limb and say this. This is going to upset some people. That's when I begin to learn that the Moors were actually the enemy or the enemies of the so-called black peoples all over the earth, because the Moors were responsible for our civilizations getting ripped apart all across the earth. I can recall when my brother and I was first starting in Indarazi Amani, and, well, even before that, in one of our conversations, the original rulers of the island we today call Hawaii, actually it's a picture on the internet of the last king and queen of Hawaii, and to my surprise, when he told me to research it, and I went and researched it, I found a picture of a black man and a black woman with woolly hair, dark skin with woolly hair, thick lips, broad nose, et cetera, et cetera. What we today call African features in modern times, so-called black people. Again, you hear me always say so-called, because the word black does not mean dark. It actually means bleached out. You know, so-called black people on this earth are actually the ones we call white people. They are the black people. And no, I'm not going to say that the black people are the white people. No, I'm not going to go there. The dark-skinned, woolly-haired people, the original people, are the true people. What does all of that have to do with the key? The key is defined as Amen, the Father, the Good, the Divine. And we as human beings have the honor to possess the gift of the divine, which is us, the souls, sit in the core of our fleshly bodies and move it. And so the key to our lives as humans is the regeneration of our souls. The regeneration of our souls is for the purpose of us resurrection back to our immortal selves, to be one with Amen again. What does that mean, to be one with Amen? I think about that a lot. And I bring that back down to my earthly existence right now, begin to understand it. Some say overstand, some say understand. And then I begin to refer back to when my cousin used to talk to me about the teachings of five percenters. He didn't teach me anything specific about it. Just talking in general about the gods and earth being the black man and women, black men and women, excuse me. And coming from a Christian background, I didn't understand what he was talking about. You know, most Christians would yell out, "Blasphemy! That's blasphemy!" But I didn't. What it did, it put me on a path of independent study to seek out the essence of the one. That's actually the path that it put me on. And when my father told me, take a black history class when I was in high school, it opened the door. That's when I began to walk through the door. But everything I learned from that point became complete when I embraced the Indrazi Omani teachings. Brother said, yo, I'm in Ray. Why don't you do the show? This one I'm doing right now, Omani Speaks. And it's been a great journey from that point. Very fruitful. That's when I learned about this weird last name that I carry with me, Haup, spelled H-O-U-P-E. That it's actually part of the name of a Nessu in the past, Menethau, in the 7th dynasty of Kemet. And then I came across a book called Destruction of Black Civilization, written by Dr. Chancellor Wilms. And again, I ran across that name, Haup. It was the name of a official during the, I think, the Songhai Empire. And I said, wow. Said, I carry a great name, and all these years I didn't know it. Something about it said that it was great to me because it was so unique, but I just thought it was a weird name. I remember as a kid, I used to wish I had a name like Jackson or Johnson or something, you know, through slavery. At the time, I didn't know it. I just thought Jackson and Johnson, you know, were common names that I wish I had a common name so people wouldn't screw up this weird name that I have, that I always carry, that, you know, I always got called Hoopy or Hope or some variation of that with a laugh and a joke behind it. That's such a weird name. And now when someone try to pronounce my name and they get it wrong and, you know, they say that that's a weird name, I follow it, but it's Royal. And I go, what? Wow. I say, yeah, it's Royal. Where'd that name come from? I said, it's an ancient Kemetic name. That's how I always describe it. Well, I don't say Kemetic to most people out here in Western culture because they're not familiar with Kemet is. So I say, oh, it's an ancient African name or ancient Egyptian name. Oh, okay. But let me not get off track. Really, I'm not, because the key is what is, for many, they describe it as me being egotistical. Oh, you so full of yourself, Reggie or Amin Ray. You think you're better than other people, Reggie or Amin Ray. And I go, no, not at all. But I realized something great within me. And that something great within me is the key. It's the key to all of this. You often hear me say, refer to it as the Sesson, the intelligent mind of the universe. And I say that it's not just within me. It's within all of our souls. That's the key. When I talk about it, sometimes I talk about it and it sounds like I'm talking about myself. Years ago, I wrote a rhyme called The Eighth Wonder, and every time I performed it, you know, I used to get questions of, oh, the Eighth Wonder, is that you? And I go, it has nothing to do with me personally. It's something that's greater than me. But it is a part of me. And then that's when people assume that I'm talking about myself and that I'm getting egotistical. Because it's a part of me that's very great. That's why I called it the Eighth Wonder. You know, you have the seven wonders of the world, and I call it the eighth. Because it's the greatest of them all to me. And that's not something that you see with your eyes. It's something that you feel and know within you. And I'm speaking about Sesson. Sometimes I refer to it as what the Christians say, the Holy Ghost. And I refer to it as that because that's the closest operation that I experience that I can compare it to. That's the closest I can compare it to, but there's nothing like what the Christians call the Holy Ghost. It's, whew, it's nothing like it that way. It's nothing like it. And I say that because it doesn't have me speaking in an unfamiliar tongue, what they call speaking in tongues. I call it gibberish, but it doesn't make me do that. It doesn't throw me violently. Frankly, when I catch that feeling, you would never know. You would just think I'm being quiet or off to myself. And that's when I'm having that verbal intercourse with it. And then sometimes it comes out when I'm doing this show. I can recall on that Facebook social media thing, you know, they have this thing where they're sharing posts of mine. And I woke up one morning this week and I went on Facebook and one of my old shows, Immortal Amen, popped in. And I listened to it, and I was telling my son about it. And I said, I listened back to it, and I went, woo! I said, I didn't know I was on fire that day. I was like, wow. I didn't know. I remember the show, of course. I remember saying the things I said, but then again, I didn't remember what I was saying in that show. And today somebody listened to me talking about it, go, oh, you just being egotistical. Like I said, it's not me being egotistical because it's not about me talking about me. It's something else. It's something greater than me. That it manifests itself when I'm doing these shows sometimes. And those are the days that I feel like I'm on fire. But I know it's not me per se. It's something greater than me. That's coming out, that's revealing itself. It comes to the surface. And it's like, tell them who I am, son. Let it go. Because I know sometimes when I let it go, you know, people distance themselves from me because they can't handle it. They think that I'm being, again, egotistical. But I say that it has nothing to do with me. The key is not Amen Ray. The key is Sesson. And when I say that, sometimes they go, oh, here he go. Here he goes. Talking about Sesson. Oh, you sound like one of those Christian preachers talking about the Holy Ghost. I go, nah, it's much greater than that. Yo, you don't understand. It's much greater than that. Not to put Christians down. But I understand that Christianity is a Roman religion. It's Roman teachings mixed up with what they call Egyptian teachings, but we call it Kemetic, not Egyptian. But that's what their teachings are. But the teachings of Indirazi Amani is wiping away that Roman stuff and going back to the pure Maritan teachings. Some say African. I say Maritan. I don't speak Greek. Just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you would like to hear the rest of this show, for those on the phone, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. And if you can't dial in, I will say first I'm in, secondly the world, thirdly man. Hotep. For those on the phone and playback, I will continue. So this is me talking about Sesson, comparing it to what Christians call the Holy Spirit. But then I say behind that, that it's much greater than that. It's the key. The key to the existence of everything in the universe. Sure, those that are into the Holy Spirit say, well, that's the same thing. Well, that's why I compare it to that. But I say it's not that, because when people talk about the Holy Spirit, me personally, I think that's something funny. Because what they teach about the Holy Spirit is Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they knock out the feminine energy. Taking our Kemetic teachings and corrupting it to Roman teachings. And that's why I say, oh, it's much greater than that. This is returning back to the original. The original. Going back to the now teachings. That's what this is. It's the key. The teachings are not the key, but what it's teaching about is the key. As I know, after a few years ago when I got out the hospital and when it really started coming alive in me, and people used to say, you're spiritual. And I used to think that they were saying I was some funny. I would go, don't be saying that about me. I felt insulted until I went back into my Indirazi teachings and I found out that spiritual is someone deep in thought. And so spiritual can be equivalent to very thoughtful. And then when someone called me spiritual, when I used to go, oh, they're saying I'm very thoughtful. That's cool. Because some of them, when they tell me that you're spiritual, it could mean just as I thought. They could mean just as I thought that it mean, because they're not exposed to the Book of Life like I am. So they're not exposed to the Amani teachings like I am. So they could very well mean what I think they mean. I listened to my grandmother when I was growing up and how she used to tell me that's why I send all of y'all to church, y'all referring to me, my siblings, and my cousins, because she wanted us all to know what she called the Holy Spirit. really didn't take. I just remembered a few Bibles getting smashed over my head when people caught the Holy Ghost when I was in church, and I used to be terrified of it. I didn't like it. I couldn't stand it. When someone catches the Holy Ghost, I just move or get out the way. But what I'm talking about today is so much more powerful than that. As I once told my sister, that when it's not something I catch, it's just something that surfaces at specific times. I mean, it's I can be heavily worried about something very serious may be going on in my life. But when it surfaces, the thing is not a worry no more. Because I figure out how I solve it. I know earlier on, when it first started happening, I didn't know what to call it. I didn't understand it. And it immediately, I started remembering my grandmother and my dad talking about the Holy Spirit, specifically my dad. One day after school, we was coming out the house and going to the car, and he said, "Reggie, the Holy Spirit is like the air or like the wind." Said, "You can't see it, but you know that it's there, and you can't live without it." And I didn't know what he meant then. I went, "Yeah, well, whatever." And I said, "I'll put that in the back of my mind until I can understand that." And when I woke up in the hospital a few years ago, not when I woke up in the hospital, but when I was coming home, and everything just felt weird to me. I was like, my mother was talking to my sister, and I was like, she sounds so young. It's like, ooh, why she act so much like a child? I was like, wow. Not to insult my mom, but that's the way I started looking at everybody. I was saying, all these adults, and they all act like kids. It wasn't just my mom. It was everyone that spoke to me. I was like, why do they sound like kids? And this was cessing, surfacing in me. I didn't know how to explain what it was or what it was doing to me, but this is what was happening. And I remember when I got out the hospital and I was listening to what they were saying, they was telling me that, yeah, the doctors couldn't explain it. They didn't know. You know, they just known that you was fine, and next thing they know, you're just sleeping. They couldn't explain it. They didn't know what it was. Said they put you on that MRI machine. They seen that you had a stroke, and it's in your chart that you had a stroke. I didn't remember I had a stroke, but I did recall my doctor a while back telling me that, yeah, you had a stroke. You wouldn't remember it, but you had a stroke. And so that's what they was reading. They said, oh, that's not what this is. You know, when I was in the hospital at the time, they were saying, that's not what this is. This is something else. And this was cessing. I describe it as cessing, surfacing or resurfacing within me. Because indeed, Sesson is the key. And when I begin to talk about Sesson, I remember what my cousin told me about 5% of teachings. I also refer to what my grandmother and my dad used to explain to me. Well, not used to, my dad still talks about it. I could recall over a year ago, you know, after I had got out of the hospital and everything, and I went to visit my father, and something told me when I got there, I said, now he's going to ask you, it was inside of me, a voice, not a voice, but a feeling that he's going to ask you to go to church, and when he does, say yes. And sure enough, he popped in the room and asked me, you going to church with me in the morning? Which was weird because I didn't go to church with him, and he would rarely ask me to do that. He wouldn't ask me to go to church with him, but he did that evening. And I said, yeah, I'll go. And after we got out of church, we came back to his house, and I was telling him I was about to hit the road to go home, and he invited me in the house, and he was talking to me. And the way he was talking to me, I was like, well, what did I do? He was saying, wow, you know, something great going on with you, wow. And I was like, well, what did I do? What is he talking about? And I begin to see that he noticed Sesson coming out within me. Then later on, I remember talking with my sister. We were sitting in the car one evening just talking. And she was saying, wow, bro, that sounds spiritual. And I went, what? What are you talking about? Oh, my brother, Ras Namir Moon, was talking one evening. He said the same thing. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? I thought they was trying to say I was funny. He was like, no, it's, you know, with your Indirazi teachings, I would think you knew by now that when I say something is spiritual, that I mean that it's very thoughtful, it's very provoking, it's very intelligent, it's profound. What a word he likes to use a lot. And so my objective here, as I speak about the key, which I refer to in my Indirazi teachings as the Sesson, or from the Haredic tongue, Sesson. You may know it as the Holy Spirit if you're Christian, Muslim, or Jew. And, you know, sometimes I would say, oh, we're talking about the same thing. But we're not. I just refer to it as that because that's the only point of reference that I have in this mortal time, in this mortal, the mortal teachings, this mortal plane. That's the only thing I can refer to it as. But then when I say that it's much greater than that, people will look at me as trying to be egotistical. And it's not. It's not about lifting up my ego because I know ego doesn't even exist. That's some Freudian, the Freudian teaching that I call it. Instead of Freud, I say fraud teacher. That's what the sorcerers would say, that it's a Freudian teaching. But I say it's a Freudian teaching. It's a fraud, because Freud was a fraud. The whole study of psychology is a fraud. It's not real. Speaking about the realness, as I did on last week's discourse, the realness is much greater than Freudian teaching psychology, much greater than Christian teaching the Holy Ghost. It's beyond all of that. This is the real. This is the realness. This is where it's at. This is what it is. Or as Professor X said, the key. But like I said, I don't think we was talking about the same thing. Might have been. Might have been. But when I speak about the key, I speak about the session. I speak about the infinite intelligence of the universe. That's the key. That's what it is, and here's where it's at.